And hopefully I've got with me the new Mayor of Crawley on the line, Brenda.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Thank you ever so much for finding time to join us this morning.
You're welcome.
So you've just been elected for the second time, I hear.
Yes, that's right. Yes, I've been privileged to be Mayor 24 years ago, and on Friday night I was elected as Mayor for this year, 2014-15.
What's it like to be back in the role?
It's lovely. It's lovely. It's a great honour to be Mayor of Crawley. Crawley is a really, really exciting, vibrant town, and we certainly live up to our motto of I grow and I rejoice. And 24 years on, the town is just so different to what it was then. So I'm looking forward to meeting different people, different organisations, and getting to understand the town from different perspectives, because as a councillor, you know, your work is slightly different.
No doubt a lot of time will now be taken up in your life for the next, what is it, year?
Well, I hope so, yes. I mean, that's what we expect as mayors, to be asked to, attend things and to support local organisations and businesses and the voluntary sector, whoever, whatever. So it's a varied and exciting year. You just don't know what's going to come across the desk next.
And you've got a very exciting time in Crawley this summer, haven't you?
Well, we have nationally commemorating the World War One time, and Crawley's always as busy, but yes, we have lots of different events coming on, the Crawley Festival shortly, and Armed Forces Day, and for troops. Some of those events, you know, they change year on year, so they're always new and exciting for all of us.
And have you got some chosen charities that you'll be hoping to help this year?
Yes, I have. I've got one chosen charity this year, which is the Alzheimer's Society, supporting Crawley services. Lots of Crawley people know that my husband Jim, who was a councillor for 39 years and mayor four times, so you know I'm only a beginner compared to him, has an Alzheimer's diagnosis, and we have committed to not just working with the society and accepting their fantastic services, which we do, but actually raising the profile of dementia to try to remove the stigma and embarrassment that so many people and families feel when they receive a diagnosis like this, and making sure that the person who has that diagnosis is supported and welcomed in the community and is safe in Crawley, which is a dementia-friendly town, and also that they continue to do all the things they've always done, because that's exactly what they need to do, not to shut away or hide or be embarrassed.
I'm really delighted. I know you've got a pretty busy programme today, I understand.
Uh-huh. So
thank you very much for joining us here on Suzy 103.4. Madam Mayor, that's the right way to speak?
That's right. Yes,
it is.
It's not gender specific at all. It's always the Mayor.
Yes. So my congratulations. I hope you have a fantastic year.
You.
I'm sure you will do.
Thank you very much.
All right.
And thank you for inviting me to talk to you.
No, that's very kind.
Thank you
ever so much for joining us here this morning. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.